Yeah. Me and technology don't get on. I'm surprised this is working right now.
Diz Runs Radio, episode 392, starts in 3, 2. Welcome back to Diz Runs Radio, where I talk with runners from all corners of the running world about running, life, and everything in between. I'm your host, Denny Cray, and it's just about time to head out the door for an easy run and a great conversation. So if you're ready, then I'm ready. Let's get started. Hey guys, real quick before we dive into today, just want to remind you, if you've been around for a while and you haven't done it so already, or if you're new to the show, thanks for joining us. And one thing that I do want to let you know, if you haven't heard this before, because I haven't told y'all in at least a little bit, maybe close to a month now, but each month, at the beginning of each month, I like to give away a free training program. You know, it's the same level of coaching as what you get if you pay for a coaching plan. I've had folks that have won before that said, "Man, I didn't realize this was going to be this level of coaching." Yeah, it's the same thing you'd pay for. There's no corners cut just because it's a freebie, just because it's a giveaway. It's just something I enjoy doing, and it gives me a chance to get to meet some of you guys too and work with you a little bit more than, you know, if we didn't have this opportunity. So it's something I love to do. And all you need to do to win, it's really simple. You just head over to dizruns.com right there on the homepage. There's a button that says click here to enter. You click that. There's a little pop-up window that pops up. You enter your name, your email address, bada boom, bada bam, and you're automatically entered. And each month, like I said, the beginning of each month, I just go ahead and do a random number draw, random number generator, and pick a winner. And it could be you, but it can't be you unless you enter. So make sure you do that. Once you enter once, you're automatically re-entered each month. So all you got to do is do it once. Once you enter, I'll send you a quick email with all the details, all the information you need to know. But it's real simple. You got to be in it to win it. So if you haven't done so already, again, dizruns.com on the homepage, or you can just go to dizruns.com/giveaway. It'll take you to a different page, but it's the same thing. You enter your name and your email, and you're all set. So if you haven't done so yet, do it. What are you waiting for? But now, what am I waiting for? Nothing more. Let's go ahead and dive in to this episode of the show. Hey, guys. I don't know about you, but I always enjoy when my running life collides with the other areas of my life as well. Last week in one of the entrepreneur Facebook groups that I'm in, I noticed a comment related to training for a 90-mile race. Once I had confirmed that said race was a running event, I invited the guy on that made the comment. I invited him to join us on the show without any other hesitation, and here we are. So in addition to obviously being a runner and an entrepreneur, my guest is also an ex-Royal Marine Commando, and I'm looking forward to trying to keep up with Neil Adams today for a few easy miles. So Neil, thanks for joining us, and welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Definitely. And guys, if you want to check out more about Neil and some of the things he's got going on and connect with him on social media and whatnot, the website is icanfitness.co.uk, and that's can with a K. So icanfitness.co.uk. And on all of the social medias, pretty much, you can connect with Neil on whatever your platform of choice is, and the handle is the same place all over the place at icanfitness. Again, I can with a K, I-K-A-N fitness. And I'll have those links and the links to anything else that we talk about that makes sense to connect to in the show notes for today's episode, which you can find at dizruns.com/392. So, Neil, the way we always start off in the show is with a simple and straightforward question that sometimes is a pretty easy one to answer. And for some folks, it's actually kind of a difficult question to answer. But it's just to ask, what is your favorite distance to race and why?
My favorite distance is a half marathon distance, somewhere between 12 and 14 miles. And this is a distance I do roughly, definitely twice a year, sometimes three times a year. And it's always for charity. I raise money for the Royal British Legion, which is the oldest and longest armed forces charity in the UK. It's been going since World War II. And I do that twice a year. So I do the fan dance, which is one our special forces actually use for training. So I do that, which is a 36-pound low carry over the highest mountain in Wales, the Brecon Beacons. And then I also do the Cardiff Half Marathon, which is a little bit easier with no carry, no kit, but still quite testy sometimes, depending on the weather.
Right. When did you get into running? Has running always been something that you've done? I know sometimes when I talk to folks that are ex-military, you know, it was like running wasn't something they did until they got in the military, and then because of the running that you had to do for training and boot camps and things like that, it becomes something that kind of carries over after the fact. So, what about for you? Was it pre-military, or how did you get into running to begin with?
I would say like pre-military, my kind of thing was more sprints. During my schooling days, I was a 400-meter sprinter, so sprints was more my thing. But then during the military, yeah, long distance definitely became part of my training regime. And during my time off, like weekend leave or Christmas times, I would always go out and do somewhere between 6 and 10 miles just to maintain a general fitness, you know, whilst on leave from the military.
Mm-hmm. I've also, you know, kind of tied it into the military thing. I've also had folks on the show where... once they got out of the military, running kind of, you know, all of a sudden running changed because they didn't have to do it anymore. So even if you did some runs while you're on leave to just maintain fitness, it's still kind of, you know, for lack of a better way of saying it, it's still part of the job at that point. Has there been a difference for you in running since you got out of the military or not, or is it still kind of the same thing for you?
No, it's still kind of the same thing really. You know, I'll do 5-6 miles, you know, quite easily, and I'll push that a little bit further to 9 miles as and when I can. But the 5-6 miles I'll tend to do on a treadmill most of the time these days, because I'm currently a personal trainer at the minute and I work in a gym. So instead of me having to go out and waste time trying to get to a location to start a run, I will literally just jump on the treadmill and sort of get a workout in or get a run in between clients and other schedules, you know.
How has run, you know, I mean, again, being an entrepreneur type of business, but when you're in charge of what you're doing and you know, life is busy and whatnot, does running kind of help you to, or I guess maybe what role, you know, mentally does it do stuff for you as far as just stress relief, time to get away? Because obviously that's something that a lot of folks that run, you know, that's as much of the benefit sometimes as the health thing. How does that help with you and everything you've got going on?
It helps a great deal, you know, especially if I'm running outdoors, you know, especially with the Welsh countryside, is, you know, there's always great views to see, you know, regardless of the weather, come rain or shine, I'll go for a run. The weather doesn't really bother me in that respect. But yeah, it definitely helps me clear my head. You know, if I've got questions to my business, you know, should I be doing that? And yeah, it does clear my head, and I kind of answer my own questions in a way whilst on a run as well. So I'm kind of when I'm not running, I'm trying to think of stuff to do. I tend to be my worst enemy with, should I do it? Should I not do it? Am I doing it right? That kind of thing, you know? So yeah, running definitely does help me clear my thought process.
Right. And I know sometimes it's just a matter of because you can't do anything else, because you're not connected to the computer at that point, because you're not connected to your phone at that point. Like it just gives your brain a little bit of space to, like you said, to think and process and come up with solutions to problems that you're facing.
Yeah. Me and technology don't get on. I'm surprised this is working right now.
don't jinx us though. We just started. You're supposed to not say that until the end of the chat. Yeah. Oh goodness. So, you know, we mentioned a little bit at the beginning. You got this big race coming up, and that was kind of the thing that made me connect the dots between the fact that I'd seen you in the Espresso group that we're a part of and you know, seen you around and see some posts and things like that, but we hadn't really interacted much, you know, prior to I see this comment about, you know, getting in my miles for this event that's coming up. So I'd love to hear a bit more about that, because, you know, 90-mile event, that's a big thing. So what are you working on? I know it's got some type of charity fundraising component to it. So what's this big thing on your plate for later this summer?
So the official date of it is June 23rd, and we're going to be starting it actually 8 o'clock at night, because we're going to be running through the night. We'll have a support vehicle there with the runners, and at the moment I've got about 20 signups, including myself. But I'm not going to have every runner running at the same time, so I'm going to have scheduled checkpoints where fresh runners will be waiting. So the runners that start will have the opportunity to push themselves. You know, if some runners are capable of 2-3 miles, then that's fine. You know, but they want to be working towards every checkpoint, because that's where the changeover will be. I've got some very experienced runners who do marathons, you know, weekly. So they'll be looking to push themselves, and those guys can just carry on through the checkpoint and go as far as they go. But the reason for the event is a dear friend of mine was suffered a fall on New Year's Eve, fell down some steps, and had a lot of trauma to his head. Bled from the brain. He's had to have part of his skull removed to stop anything worse happening. And he's now on a rehabilitation program in a hospital. He can no longer work, so he can't provide for his daughter. So I've set this event up to raise as much funds as I can. And then on the actual day of the race, once I've got the total raised, I will then transfer it to his Just Giving page.
Awesome. So the whole thing, the event itself, is it a relay for everybody? Or are some people going to do almost all of the miles? Anybody doing all of the miles? Or is everybody relaying at some point?
Yeah, everybody's going to be relaying at some point, and people have got the opportunity to do, you know, like three sets of 5 miles. So they can start at some of the year. They can start at the 20-mile point, do a 5-mile run, get in the vehicles,
right,
and then jump back out again. You know, so if someone's struggling, but I need 3 to 4 runners on the road at any one time, that's kind of like the rules of the event. So I'm having some strict rules here as well to make it challenging. And yeah.
That's awesome. So I don't think I realized this until just now as we're talking. You're organizing this thing too. This is something that you're putting all the way together.
Yeah, I'm pretty much this is my first time actually doing anything like this. I'm pretty much a one man band with it all. It's going pretty smoothly at the moment. Touch wood. I don't want to jinx anything. So yeah, you know, but for what it is and why I'm doing it, I've had a really good response. Like when I set up the Facebook group for it, I literally had 77 people within the group in half an hour.
Wow, that's a pretty good response.
Sure, yeah, it's been a week now. It's been 8 days actually since I set up the group. I've now got 260 in there.
Wow, well, that's awesome. So hopefully, I mean, obviously, hopefully that there'll be some good funds raised for your friend in this.
Yeah, you know, I've got local businesses involved, some big chains as well, some big chains that are well known through the UK, like Subway, Tesco, the One-to-One Gym, which is the gym I operate of. My business will be sponsoring it, ICAN Fitness. I've got the New York Pancake Department, which are, you know, a couple of friends I know that own a business in the local town. And also local businesses in Aberystwyth, which is my hometown, along with Damon's. So at the finish point, so I'm looking at business up there as well to get involved, you know, get a barbecue, get a few drinks going, that kind of thing. Make a day of it, really.
Yeah, definitely. What was the motivation to start at night? Because I feel like a lot of times, I mean, you know, like a lot of long races obviously are going to go through the night at some point. But they don't typically, at least as far as I'm aware of, start in late in the evening. What was the rationale behind that?
Reason behind, because I'm looking at, you know, I want this run done in under 24 hours. And when I've worked out the minute miles pace and that, if we go somewhere between 10.5 minute miles to 12 minute miles, we can get this done in under 18 hours.
So that way, like you said, I guess as I was asking that, I was kind of putting it together, like that way, if you have a party afterwards, the party's happening at you know, 4 PM as opposed to at 4 AM or something like that.
Yeah, so we'll start off at the night, and then yeah, we'll finish. We'll get to the finish point, sort of just after lunchtime during the day. So no doubt, I'll do a speech and, you know, tell everybody, you know, how thankful I am for everybody involved, everyone that donated, all the sponsors, that kind of thing. Yeah, and just, you know, just have a few drinks, get a bite to eat, recover, and probably fall asleep.
Yeah, exactly. A well-deserved nap after that, for sure.
Yeah.
What, so far, you know, it sounds like it's still kind of pretty early in the process, and you know, but certainly some planning going on. What's been the biggest hurdle that you've had to navigate as far as putting this together at this point?
The biggest hurdle I've had, and to be honest, it wasn't that much of a hurdle. It was getting the local authorities to approve the event, as in all the local councils, because I'm going through two different counties. So I've had to speak to two different counties worth of local councils and police, and everyone's on board. Good.
Anything that, I mean, and you know, again, to touch wood, try not to jinx anything, but anything that you can see so far that's going to be another major hurdle, or you know, if you know, fingers crossed, look like we're pretty good at this point.
Yeah, I suppose if there's any, obviously, if there's like some roadworks or something like that was on the roads, that just sort of come out of nowhere, unexpected, that kind of thing, that may slow the event down. but up and, you know, at the moment there's nothing like that in place. So we've got 14 weeks, I believe, now until the actual event. So fingers crossed, no roadworks or anything like that pop up out of nowhere.
Right. How many runners are you expecting?
At the moment, I've got confirmed 20. Okay. So I don't know. I'm hoping to double that, if not triple it.
Right. Yeah, that would be awesome. But it's always sometimes it's the, you know, the hardest part is just getting the first handful of people involved. So once you know you got 20, that's a pretty good start so far.
Yeah, it's 20. Yeah, it's good. So, you know, 90 miles, if we divide that amongst 20, you know, if they were to go one after another, I mean, that's less than 5 miles each. So
right.
when I explain this to people, it's not so daunting for them. When they see like 90 miles, like, I can't do that. I'm like, I'm not asking you to do the whole 90 miles. I just want you to share it just to raise some money.
Right. Shifting gears a little bit, although I wouldn't mind coming back to this at some point, but, when I was looking on the website, I noticed that the ICANN isn't just a clever way of spelling ICANN, but there's a little bit of meaning behind it. You got inspiration, knowledge, achievement, and nutrition kind of being the components of your personal training business and kind of what you the foundation that you work with your clients on. If I read through that correctly, where did those pillars come from?
Well, it's just. Just from I just thought back to my younger days, you know, and this, like I'd look out the window and my brother was a very, very good footballer, soccer player. And so, you know, I'd always see him go out and then I'd always be inspired by my elder brother. And so that's where I kind of got the word inspiration from, because, you know, you can see someone just running down the street, or you can just see, you know, a picture of your family members and you think, you know, I want to improve my health or whatever, you know, whatever it is, there's always something in a 24-hour day that can inspire you to maintain some form of healthy lifestyle. You know, whether it be just drink more water or just go for a walk, it could be anything. So this is where the ICANN has come from. Their knowledge, this is where my experience as a personal trainer. So many people are in a gym environment with very, very little knowledge, and they will waste a gym membership. Mm. And this is where someone like me as a professional comes in and, you know, helps them out. And that's one thing I'm in this business for, is really just to help people, hence why I'm doing this charity event
right,
as well. And then, yeah, with the achieve, anyone and everyone can achieve, you know, the results, they really can. It's just a case of being persistent and patient and, you know, using the first two, inspiration and knowledge. And when it comes to the nutrition side of things, that's, in my opinion, that's the doorway to it all. It really is. If you're not eating right, then you'll have little to zero results.
Yeah, when I was looking at that, I was you know, kind of assuming, not assuming, but you know, I knew that you were going at that from the personal training side of things, but certainly from the running side, it's such a good parallel, and especially those last two really struck me as far as, you know, like you can achieve something, but you know, you got to stick with it, you gotta continue to put in the work and be persistent, and you know, it may not take 6 months, it may take 2 years, but you know, you can get to your goals. And then obviously the nutrition part, like, sometimes I, and I'm guilty of this too. So I'm not just, you know, casting judgment on others, but you know, sometimes you just shake your head and sometimes you see runners eating. And again, I'm totally guilty too, but it's like, man, if you want to be, you know, if you have big goals that you're working towards, like you gotta take care of what you're putting into your body just as much as you know, when you're asking your body to perform, it's got to have the right fuel to do it.
Yeah, totally right. You know, like I deal with people, you know, every day, and I know when they're not eating right, and I know when they're eating right, because the results come in a lot quicker than I expect. And when someone sees the results a lot quicker coming in, it just boosts their confidence and morale, and it does for me as well, because, you know, I just want them to get the best of, you know, what they're trying to achieve.
Mm-hmm. Kind of. You know, circling back a little bit and keeping the ICANN model in mind just a little bit, but I mean, obviously we can veer off it a little bit if that's where the answer leads. But you know, with the military background, and kind of tying it into a little bit of everything here that we're talking about, running and the fitness component, how much of your military background and training and the things you learned about yourself there, how does that all play into your life today, whether it's running, whether it's running a business, whether it's any other aspect of your life, how much of that do you still those lessons do you still lean on and rely on a daily basis?
Quite a lot, to be honest. You know, how I run things and, you know, how my lingo is with people. I'm quite military orientated with clients. I don't, you know, not screaming or shouting like a drill instructor or anything like that. But it's, I'm quite straightforward with people. I don't, I won't, you know, I won't BS anybody. I don't expect them to be honest with me because, you know, otherwise it won't work.
Right.
Things like, you know, if someone's not eating right or like they're trying to hide something from me, I can see it, you know, just with the results because they should be at a certain stage at a particular time in their program. But yeah, but you know, I'm up early. I'm up at 5 every morning still, so nothing's changed in that respect, you know, to the military.
Mm-hmm.
It's still a big part of my life, the military, the way I am. It was literally kicked into me anyway, so.
For those of us that haven't been in the military and maybe don't have, well, you know, and don't have experience as far as having some, you know, close friend or relative family member that's been in the military, maybe a couple of things that obviously we would never get to the level of somebody who's been in the, or would never learn these lessons to the level of someone like yourself or anybody who's been in the service. But, what are two lessons that maybe we, you know, that you would say, like, I learned this and it helped me. And you can, you know, you can do it too, if that makes sense. You know, maybe to me, you know, what are a couple of things that by talking to someone in the military, working with somebody in the military, you can kind of learn some of those same lessons, if that makes sense. I don't know if I'm asking a good question there or not, but we'll see how it works out.
I guess my answer is, you know, regardless of where you are in your life and regardless of how big an obstacle may be in front of you, that obstacle it can be achieved. The obstacle can be completed. Mm-hmm. Like me, before I went into the military, you know, in the UK, the Royal Marine Commandos are classed as, you know, the elite fighting force of our nation. And I was told, you know, you're not fit enough, you're not big enough, you're not strong enough. I was put down and in, but I took it upon myself to train myself, you know, fitness wise. I was out running, even with a bag on my back. You know, I didn't need to do that, but I did it anyway. And you know, and I did, I completed it. I did the Royal Marines training. I passed it. You know, it was 32 weeks of pure hell, but I did it. So regardless of what anybody says to you, if it's negative, just brush it aside and focus on you, yourself, your individual, because whatever it is in front of you, you're the one that's got to do it, and it can be achieved.
Right. You mentioned the 32 weeks and you know, clearly there's nothing I can relate to that's probably even anywhere near what you and you know, so many, you know, whether it's that or other boot camps or other trainings for different levels of the service have gone through. But how much of that 32 weeks is mental? Obviously there's a lot of physical demands and I'm going to assume there's a lot of mental demands, but how much of it is really comes down to your mental strength and your mental endurance and fortitude?
I'd say quite a very, very large portion of it. You know, I don't want to say like 90% of it because I wouldn't even know what 90%
right.
looks like. You know, so yes, it is a large portion because, you know, you're sleep deprived, and you've also, you know, you go into lectures, you know, you're fighting to stay awake, these things like that. And then with the physical side of things, when you go on an exercise, training exercises, yeah, you're sleep deprived again. You're a little bit hungry. You're tired. You know, you got to think of a million and one things. You know, got to be wits about you because the training team are always looking to catch you out and things like that. Yeah, so the 32 weeks is pretty brutal, and it is one big mental game. And one of the catchphrases of the Royal Marines is "It's a state of mind." That's their kind of catchphrase. It's a state of mind, and it is. So they reiterate that. You've got to condition your mind to get through it because, you know, if you tell your body to do something, the body will do it.
Mm-hmm. And I guess maybe the reason I asked, it was a little bit of a leading question on my part, but I've said on here, you know, to different folks several times that I feel like when it comes to my running, that the mental side of my running is the weakest link. I hate to say it, but if I'm going to be honest, you know, like I probably mentally give up. I know 100% that I give up mentally well before my body gives up. You know, I could keep going, but my mind has stopped me. Are there things that, with, you know, through the military or things that you've learned outside of the military, maybe for folks like me that maybe could use a little bit of mental toughening, a little bit of steeling our minds and our willpower for, you know, so that when we are in a, whether it's a race or whether it's, you know, something in life outside of running, where we need that little bit of extra willpower to stick with it, that we can do to kind of strengthen that side of our resolve?
I guess it's a case of just try and zone out from what's going on around you. And that's one thing I did. It was just a case of, right, I'm going to complete this task as fast as I possibly can. That doesn't mean like sprinting or anything like that. It's just a case of just getting it done. You know, I suppose that doesn't really answer your question, but it's just how things were with us in the Marines. You know, it was just there. I said, you know, whatever's in front of you, just get it done. Mm-hmm. And you can do it, you know, regardless of how far the run may be. Everything comes to an end. Everything comes to an end.
Is it also maybe a case of, you know, there isn't a trick. You just have to kind of do it, and like you almost like a muscle. Like there isn't a trick to just get stronger. Like you have to work out, and you have to, you know, over time it you know, you build the muscle and you get stronger. Is it kind of the same thing with your mind?
Yeah. So, you know, I suppose my advice here is, or my suggestion, if you like, is, if you're training for an event, you know, if you're running for, you know, if you are training for a marathon, you know what the distance is for the event. So if someone's training for that, just try and condition the mind whilst preparing for it. So let's just say if you're working at a certain minute miles per pace, try and increase that, try and push your body and get ready for that marathon. So if you don't want to push yourself in a marathon, but you know you're going to improve on, say, like a personal best time or something, and you will.
Right. Yeah, it never ceases to amaze me sometimes how much the mental side can play a factor. Because I feel like, I mean, you know, just looking at myself, it's easy to try to, you know, quote unquote, easy to try to train the body. But man, sometimes training the mind, like I can do a, you know, a 15 mile run, no sweat, but there's a big difference between 15 miles and 26 miles in a marathon. And it's just that last, sometimes that, you know, the last few miles, it's hard for me to replicate in training, but it, you know, it's, you just got to keep doing it and keep grinding, and eventually, hopefully, you figure it out.
Yeah.
But
You know, it's like I enjoy. I suppose I do the Cardiff Half every year, and that's on road. You know, we've carried no kit, but I really do enjoy the Fan Dance, which is the one over Brecon Mountains, because that's carrying 36 pounds on your back. Or, you know, of a rough terrain, and that's, I really do prefer that. So, you know, takes me back to my military days of, you know, lumping loads of kit over the British countryside,
right?
And, you know, different parts of the world. So I really do enjoy the load carry side of things when it comes to longer distances.
Definitely, to each their own. That's not my cup of tea. I'd rather just go out and get on the road and run with, you know, being free from any extra struggle, but. You know, there is, like, it's impressive, to say the least, to hear folks like yourself that do that, you know, that put on the pack and weigh it down and go out and do it. That's a whole nother level than where I'm at. Mm. As we're kind of getting towards the time to wrap things up today, Neil, whenever I talk to, you know, anybody that's kind of in the fitness space that also runs, you know, personal trainers or specifically, but anybody that has some type of background in other components of fitness as well. I always love to ask for a few recommendations or suggestions for cross training, for strengthening exercises, for things like that. I preach all the time. I talk to my listeners all the time. That I'm sure they get sick of me talking about strength training and cross training and working your core and all this stuff that isn't running but is important to running. So anytime I have a chance to get a different voice to maybe try to say some of the same things that I've said or just get their perspectives on it, I always want to ask those questions. So you know, very very broad, very general question here, but. You know, in your experience and in your time as a runner and as a personal trainer and working with, you know, a variety of folks, what are, you know, one, two, three, whatever, a couple different things that to you maybe are some of the most important things that, you know, if a runner's saying, I've only got, you know, a certain amount of time to do some strength training or do some cross training, what would you say is the biggest, you know, kind of bang for the buck or the most value for, you know, a couple of non-running exercises that we should be doing on a regular basis?
I'm quite a big fan of the compound lifts, things like your deadlift, your military press, your bench press. That kind of stuff. That's kind of the foundation for me personally, and within my clientele of you know, getting a good strength program together. You know, obviously you just work within the client or the individual's limits. Mm-hmm. And then I like a bit of HIIT training as well. So I'll work on some speed work as well. And then, you know, if we're working towards running, and that's what we'll work on as well. I like to do hill sprints as well. That was quite a big thing with us within the military, and that's something I keep hold of today as well, hill sprints and stuff like that.
And you know, one of the things that I like about all those things, you know, even you mentioned, you know, bench press and deadlifts and squats and things like that. Like, those are all still things that you can figure out a variation to do basically without weights or without a gym membership. So you can do a push-up instead of a bench press, or you can do body weight squats or lunges, things like that are still compound movements for people that, you know, because like that's an argument I get all the time is, well, I don't have a gym membership. And I'm like, I don't either. But, you know, you still find ways to make this stuff happen if you want to do it. And then obviously hill sprints and stuff like that are easy to do.
Yeah, definitely. You know, definitely lifting your own body weight is definitely essential, definitely something to do. And obviously, it's only going to help your core strength and your posture if there's any issues there. So your squats, your press ups, you can advance those things as well. You can advance a press up into a one arm press up, into clap press ups, and with the squats and things like that, you can advance them into a squat jump and things like that.
Right. Yeah.
So every technique can be advanced.
Yep, definitely. And it doesn't take a whole lot of fancy equipment if you don't want it. Obviously, if you have it, it's great. You can use it and you can get a whole lot of additional variety that way. But, if you're willing to do it, you can find ways to make it challenging no matter what level you're at.
Yeah, definitely.
So is kind of the way I like to wrap up the episodes these days is with something that I call just a philosophical question. So it's a very kind of like the last one, very open-ended, but it's even more general than just strength training. But there's obviously no right answers, no wrong answers, just your answer. And it could be short. I've had two or three words for an answer. I've had, you know, a few sentences, and I've certainly had some that have gone on for 5 to 10 minutes, and all are perfectly fine. But, I'd be curious at this point in your life to know, what does running mean to you? Like why do you still run now that, you know, not necessarily, you know, don't have to, you're not in the military anymore. So it's not a requirement for work or anything along those lines. You know, whether it's to jump on the treadmill between clients at work or to get out on the trails or on the roads or whatever. Why do you still run?
It's a chance to just get a release, you know, just to forget everything, you know, whether it's good or bad. It's just a chance just to get out on the road or down the lanes, just get some fresh air, and just get a release. You know, just, that's me personally. For anybody else, it could be a number of reasons.
Right.
But for me personally, it's just a case of just, right, let's just forget everything. Let's just go for, you know, it could be 2-3 miles, it could be 5-6, it could be 10, depending on the occasion. Come rain or shine. Yeah, it's just a case of just clear the head and just enjoy it.
Yep. Nope. Couldn't agree more. That's I'm not even going to try to add on to that, because I think a lot of us can relate to sometimes you need to blow off a little steam, and that can be the best way to do it. So icanfitness.co.uk is the website for the gym. And again, that's I can with a K. Is there a website for the race, or is that just the Facebook group?
It's just the Facebook group, please, buddy.
Okay, if people want to join it, because I know I've got some UK listeners. Give me that so I can plug that.
The Facebook group is, it's called D's Relay. So they can just search that. So it's D-E-E-S, and the next word is Relay. So they can just search that. Just jump on in. Anybody and everybody's welcome. If there's experienced runners listening to this in the UK, and they fancy challenging themselves to push themselves how close they can get to 90 miles, they're more than welcome.
All right. So check out that as well if you want to on the Facebook. Just search again D's Relay, and I'll have a link to that in the show notes as well. And again, ICANN Fitness all over the social medias if you want to connect with Neil and say hey, and you know, again, if you're in the UK, you want to maybe look at some training or just, you know, be part of this run, whatever it might be, check him out, connect, and all the links again, dizruns.com/392 for the show notes for this episode. So Neil, thank you for the time this morning for me, I guess this afternoon probably for you, but it's been a pleasure. Obviously, nothing but the best for the event this summer. Hope it all goes off without a hitch, and you raise all kinds of money for your friend. And if there's anything else that we can do to support you, certainly let me know. But all the best, and thanks again for your time.
No, thank you, Danny. Thank you.
All right, guys, thank you so much for taking the time to listen to today's episode of the show. I hope that you enjoyed the conversation between Neil and myself. And as always, I would love to know what stood out to you from this particular episode of the show. For me, I think there were a couple of things, but I think that the biggest thing, and I even kind of mentioned it when we were chatting, is that whole patience and persistence piece, the achieve part of Neil's ICANN acronym that he uses for his business. Let's call it for what it is. You know, we live in an instant gratification type of society. And I'm guilty of this too. You know, like if it takes, you know, 4 seconds for my Facebook feed to update or, you know, for a website to load, I'm like, come on, man, what the heck's going on? And we're talking, you know, seconds. And I can't even be patient in that situation sometimes. And, you know, our improvements, our advancements in the world of health and fitness and you know, in this case, or in our case, in running, you know, our running improvements and advancements, those take time. Those take time. And sometimes we really struggle, I think, from you know, for me personally and just from my perspective and talking with folks and coaching folks and just being around runners, I think sometimes we can lack that patience to keep doing the work, to keep showing up, to keep you know, putting in the miles and doing the things that we need to do. Sometimes those changes take a while. And, you know, there's kind of two sides of the coin, because there's the one side that says, like, I'm okay with the fact that I know it's going to take, you know, me personally, it's going to take me a while to qualify for Boston. Like, I get that. But, you know, there's other things, other running goals that I have that I want to happen now. And so it's finding that balance and finding that, you know, having that willingness to just be persistent, be patient, but be persistent. And that was the thing from our conversation that really stood out in, or one of the things, but the one that probably was the biggest thing for me. Patience and persistence. Hard to have, hard to develop, but valuable for sure. So what was it for you? What was your big standout, your big takeaway? Let me know. Shoot me a tweet at DizRuns. Shoot me an email, DizRuns@gmail.com. Or better yet, head over to the show notes for this episode, which you can find at DizRuns.com/392, and leave a comment there. And that way other folks can see what you thought and what your takeaway was, and add to the conversation, and we can get something going there as well. So that's it for today. Don't forget to head over to DizRuns.com/giveaway or just to the homepage there and get yourself entered for the monthly giveaway, giving away a free training plan at the start of every month. And with this episode coming out the last week of March, you still have time to get in for this month's entry. So get yourself entered if you haven't done so already. And may the random number generator smile upon you this weekend. So that's it for today, guys. Again, thank you for listening. I appreciate y'all. Appreciate your time and attention. And hope you have a great rest of the day. And we look forward to talking to you again soon. Take care, guys.